Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it.
Take
it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Full mount, here's some ground and pound by Nogueira.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric Holgren and Ken Evans covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts this weekend. UFC on Fox coming to you from Vancouver. On the phone right now, one half of the main event as Carlos Conda takes on our next guest. Damian Maia joins us. Damian, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Eric?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good, very good.
Good. This is obviously a huge weekend. You are taking on Carlos Condit in a battle that seems like it should ultimately be for the number one contender. Talk to me about where you are mentally. It seems like in the road to the octagon, you seem like you're in a really, really good space. But how did camp go?
Yeah, the camp goes perfect. And that's something that, you know, I need to be aware, because when everybody goes perfect, you cannot relax. You just can't keep, you know, the focus. It's too good to be true. So, you know, it's just I'm trying to keep my focus all the time.
Now, Damian, one of the things that I've been talking with the UFC fighters about when they come on the show is this ability of getting to come home at night and be with your family and what that does to you mentally. Can you talk to me about how important it's been to kind of see your wife and kids when you're done training and then kind of get back focused the next day? What has that been like for you mentally?
For me, it's like relaxing time is something that I've been, you know, I'm waiting all day. I'm really, when I leave in the morning, you know, and I say bye to my kids and my wife, everybody, and I go to train, you know, I start to missing them, and because I wish I could go be with them all day. So then I stay all day in the academy and come back in the night. And, you know, when I'm coming back home after training, I'm very excited to see them again. So it's something that makes me very happy, and I think is good for the next day training, you know, when you do your job, but you come back home and you know you gotta be with somebody that you love, and then you get new energy for the next day.
Damian Maia joining us. He's taking on Carlos Condit this weekend. Damian, this is a huge fight, and Carlos has said it, so this is of no shock to you, that you are a terrible matchup for everybody at welterweight. And he actually took this fight because he thinks it's a huge, huge test for him. Can you tell me your thoughts on Carlos Condit as an opponent and how you think this fight's going to shape up?
I think, you know, he thinks for him is a great test, and I think the same, you know, for me. Is maybe one of my, or maybe for sure, one of my biggest tests. And to fight a guy who never gives up, the guy who will, you know, going for a war for 5 rounds, and he always pushing the pace. So it's, you know, I know my style is different, and you know, like you said, I'm normally, the guys are not used with my style, but at the same time, he's the guy that if I'm not really precise and, you know, do my best, you know, he will come after me.
He will, but I guess as you've watched your two careers collide to this moment Saturday, and that's why I started asking the questions earlier in the interview, is it feels like you're in a better place mentally than he is. You know, he spent a lot of time talking about what's next, what he's going to do when he retires, you know, what is going to be his next step. And those all seem to be things that could take him a little bit off of his game, and against a person like you, that seems like a huge, huge mistake.
Yeah, but maybe that's mindset can make him more dangerous, because if he kind of thinking about, you know, okay, I just fighting now because, you know, I want to fight, maybe get the shot, but, you know, it's okay, I, you know, soon I will stop and retire, you know, that can make him even more dangerous, because he released the pressure over him. You know, I don't know how it going to plays inside his mind, but like you said, can be a mistake, but can be, you know, a good mindset for him.
So are you feeling the pressure from this, and are you feeling it in a good way, or is this stressing you out at all about Saturday night?
No, of course I always feel the pressure, especially with this, but I try always to work my mind, you know, during this week to release this pressure. That's I think, the most important.
Damian Maia joining us. Huge fight this weekend against Carlos Condit. And I want to say congratulations to you and the wonderful people of Brazil. Had a wonderful outing with the Olympics. You didn't get to go, though, because of camp, right? Is that true?
Yeah, I wish I could, you know. We never had Olympic Games, and that was the first time, you know. Coincidence is that, you know, I had the training camp, so it was impossible for me. But
right.
I wouldn't say next time because, you know, not going to be soon, but maybe next time in some other country, you know, maybe in Japan in 4 years from now. So let's see.
Well, and speaking of Japan, Damian, they're going to bring karate in 4 years. What do you think it will take for jiu-jitsu to be an Olympic sport?
I think that was crazy. We missed a big opportunity right now to put jiu-jitsu as a demo sport in these Olympic Games in Rio, because Brazilian jiu-jitsu pretty much born in Rio, you know, and develop and grow in Rio from there to the world. So it's crazy how the politics and the corruption works in Brazil. They put golf as demo sport, and golf, there's no tradition at all in Brazil. I don't know nobody who plays golf, you know, and in Brazil. We don't have golfers. We have just, you know, few fields, not like when you come to Canada or to U.S., you see a lot of fields around the country. We don't have too much fields, and it's just crazy. I can't understand, you know.
I know, it's been so needless to say, after Saturday night, you're not going to do a couple rounds of golf on Sunday in Vancouver?
Yeah, maybe if I have time.
Damian Maia joining us. One last thing before I go. You got to throw out the first pitch. How was that the other night?
That was good. I never played baseball in my life. But, you know, all when I was in the school and high school and even the college, I played handball. So, you know, I try to use a little bit the experience to do so bad. So at least I was able to throw the ball to the guy.
Damian Maia joining us. As always, a pleasure. Taking on Carlos Condit this weekend on Fox in Vancouver. Damian, I wish you the best this weekend. Cannot wait to see your hand raised on Saturday night. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk soon.
Thank you very much.